Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You can vote right now at 98pxy.com. Savage or Sensible breaking up with somebody because their Valentine's Day gift sucked that bad. On Friday's show, Whitney, we talked to a listener named Emily, who said that she nearly broke up with her boyfriend after he got her fake flowers for Valentine's Day.
Wait, was it one fake flower?
It was a bouquet of fake flowers.
Oh, it was. Okay. All right.
And you know there's people listening right now who have pulled the trigger, done the breakup, because the gift sucked that bad.
Like, or they got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Or that. I guess that would also count.
Yeah.
So I want you to imagine, though, what is the worst possible gift you can imagine getting for Valentine's Day? That's what I need you to envision. And then I need you to think, okay, if I got that, how am I going to respond? Because it seems like a lot of people so far are leaning towards
savagery.
Being a little savage.
And I think that's a knee-jerk reaction. Because when you first hear that, like, you know, oh yeah, I got broken up with because my gift wasn't good enough, it sounds like savagery.
Sure.
But I think it's sensible because we're not talking about material things. We're not talking about, you know, the gift wasn't good enough monetarily.
Didn't cost enough, sure,
it didn't cost enough. It wasn't fancy enough. That's not what we're talking about. It could be free. You could make me something. Mm-hmm. You can write me a heartfelt letter. It doesn't matter how much it cost, but if somebody puts, like, very, very little to no thought in that gift or that gesture, I just think that says that they're not that into the relationship.
It's a reflection. It really is.
It is.
And I completely agree with you. I got to go sensible on this one, too. That, sure, it could seem materialistic at first, but let's be honest. You know, what? And again, it could be anything. It could be a handwritten note that's from
the
heart.
Think outside the box. That actually, it's funny because there have been years, not for Valentine's Day, but for my mom and dad's, like, birthdays and stuff. When I was in college, I was, you know, I was a broke college kid and I didn't have money. So a lot of times those years I would write them a letter for their birthday. To this day, my dad says that is the best thing I've ever given him, is those letters I wrote. So for Valentine's Day, you know, I'm not talking about, oh, he didn't give me a diamond necklace or something like that.
He got you like a Twix bar. And you hate Twix.
Yeah. Got you candy, and it's not even the candy you like. It's like completely thoughtless. And it just goes to show again that, like, you're not enough of a priority to put any thought into it.
It's not asking a lot.
No.
It really is.
But to break up over it. Because some
extreme,
people,
sure, but
some people might say that that's, you know, that's taking it a little too far. Like, maybe do, I don't know, be mad or...
I think it's sensible to
reevaluate the relationship.
If it's so thoughtless to the point that you're like, yeah, this person just doesn't get me, then
I can
get it. I can get on with that.
You want to feel like the person you're with, like, exactly. You want to feel like they get you.
Mm-hmm.
They get you.
Like, we posted a story on our Facebook page of, I don't know if you saw this, but Olive Garden is giving, they're doing bouquets of breadsticks.
Right.
And the woman that commented on the story said that my boyfriend shared this with me, and it just goes to show he totally gets me, and he's the one. Like, and, you know, stuff like that.
Yes.
But if you want to jump in, Club PXY safe text line at 69822. You can also text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E. That'll send you right to 98pxy.com. But also, let's grab this. 222-9800. Caitlin from Rochester's Team PXY. Savage or sensible to break up with someone because the gift they gave on Valentine's Day sucked so bad?
I think that's so savage. Like, at least they thought to give you a gift. And
what if it was? What if it showed that they actually didn't think about it?
Yeah, because that says how they, like, feel about you and the relationship and...
Think about
if it's just thoughtless.
Think about the worst thing you could get as a gift.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's a broom.
I'd still be pretty upset, but I don't think, like, I would totally, like, break up 100%, but they would definitely get, like, the cold shoulder for a couple days.
Okay. The cold shoulder.
All right. So you're still going to go with savage on this.
I think so, yeah. I think breaking up is a bit extreme.
All right. I'm willing to bet, by the way, anyone who's listening that has done this, this probably wasn't like, our relationship was perfect and everything was going well.
Yes.
And then they gave me this terrible gift.
Yeah, they blindsided me.
It's probably a last straw kind of situation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right, we'll take your savage vote. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. Still leaning against what we're thinking with, but we'll see. Still early.
It is.
To vote at 98pxy.com or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822.
A lot of texts coming through. This one, sensible, because if there is no thought or effort now, chances are there won't be down the line either.
It's fair.
So think if you're in a newer relationship, probably only going to get worse.
Yeah. Jacqueline commenting on Facebook as well, saying it would really depend, but if the person puts no thought into it, then it is totally sensible. So there's a few people on our side. However, again, a lot of people saying savage.
Right. This text coming through. I spent years getting no gifts or awful gifts. Oh, no, wait. This is actually sensible. I spent years getting no gifts or awful gifts, including no gift for the birthday I had a week after we got married.
What?
Get out now while you can.
Okay.
So that kind of goes along with this idea that, you know, if it's bad now, you think it's bad now.
It's
only going to get worse.
Speaks to more. For Savage or Sensible, sounds like that type of person that should be seeing a therapist instead of being in a relationship if you break up with somebody. Why are these things mutually exclusive? Why do they have to be tied together? You can see a therapist. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, absolutely.
And you can be in a relationship and be seeing a therapist.
In fact,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I think everybody should see a therapist.
You said that before.
I think the world would be a much more sensible place.
Mm-hmm. One more savage one. This is from Facebook as well. I know it's not Valentine's Day, but for my birthday, my boyfriend told me he didn't have time to get me a gift. I was so furious because I knew that he had time. Thank God I didn't break up with him. The next day he proposed.
Ooh.
The ring wasn't ready, so he couldn't do it on my birthday like he wanted to. We've been married for 6 years.
Okay, that is an adorable story, but...
An exception to the rule.
But... No. But I still think that even with the proposal on the way... Mm-hmm. He still could have like gotten her a card
maybe
for
little,
her birthday.
A little something.
Maybe
something. Oh my goodness. All
Yikes.
Right. Well, again, a lot of votes coming through at 98pxy.com. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. Breaking up with someone because of a terrible Valentine's Day gift. 72% of the people voting saying...
Savagery.
Wow. All right. Well, a lot of very forgiving people out there.
A lot of forgiving, or they're just... expectations for the relationship are so very low.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.